Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, today we are continuing our series on looking at the dubia, which was put out. It's dubia mean basically what they mean is the questions. All this is done in Italian and or Latin, depending on which documents we're looking at. And therefore, the dubia is a question. And they sent a series of questions to the Pope, and the Pope responded. And then they said, no, what we want is yes or no questions, and that yes or no answers, and that response hasn't happened. But what we've seen from the dubia, which were five cardinals, including the Cardinal Archbishop Emeritus of St. Louis, who would be Cardinal Burke, they put out this dubia asking these questions. And the second one we're going to look at, was, which is one of the major ones that led to a lot of confusion. And, I said yesterday that the secular journalists aren't going to understand any of this. I mean, they're going to understand. They're going to understand many of the concepts, obviously. But they're going to come from this perspective of their way of thinking, which isn't the Catholic way of thinking. And therefore, they're going to get it wrong. Well, and one of the reasons why I can say that is some of the so-called Catholics on Twitter, well, I shouldn't say so-called, some of the Catholics, I didn't mean it the way it came out, some of the Catholics on Twitter have gotten it wrong. So if they're getting it wrong, secular journalists aren't going to get it right at all. So we want to look at that. What is the next thing? And the thing was about same-sex marriage. And one of their concerns is that there could be a blessing for same-sex unions. And the Pope came out and made it very clear that we have a thing called marriage. It is between a man and a woman. Its purpose is for procreation and also the unity of the spouses. And that's its own category and cannot be changed and will not be changed. But then they talked about the blessing of same-sex unions. And this is where everything goes off the rails on Twitter, in the media, and even somewhat in the dubia. There is no definition of a same-sex union. Now, there has been historically, and I'm talking about, you can get this generally, cases of people who have are same-sex, they may even live together, have these deep personal friendships. The most common one from Scripture, of course, is Jonathan and David, and also Ruth and Naomi. These are these intense friendships. It doesn't necessarily mean that they are sexual, and clearly that's an understanding as well. So if you're going to define whether or not the church would expand, which is, you know, obviously the Pope said no, but expand the definition of marriage, you have to define what you were talking about. There is a complete difference between a same-sex, the sacrament of marriage and a same-sex union. They're not the same terms. So basically, the Pope basically came back, and it's really believed that he didn't write this. He signed off on it, but someone else wrote it, the current head of the Dicastery for the Doctrine of the Faith. But basically, however, you have to realize you're dealing with real people, and real people have real issues, and you have to understand that. So one of the things that I explain is, if you say, for example, you have a same-sex couple that wants to be committed to Christ, and we see that in the writings of St. Alred of Rouveau, and to each other within the concept of a very intense platonic friendship, could the church bless that? It couldn't bless it as a marriage, but could they bless it as a special commitment to Christ? Sure, they could. And this is an important understanding of what we're looking at here. And the minute this is why I said you know, Twitter got it wrong. Many people on Twitter got it wrong. Some people got it right. The priest I mentioned is a Father Dylan Schrader, and he's from Westphalia, Missouri. Westphalia, pastor of Westphalia and Folk, Missouri. I didn't even know there was a Westphalia and Folk, Missouri. But anyway, Father Dylan Schrader, you can find him as Father F.R. Dylan, D-Y-L-A-N, Schrader, S-C-H-R-A-D-E-R, and just definitely check him out. A great answer where he describes that, yes, this is a whole different thing, and it's a whole different understanding. And this is what the Pope is talking about, and this is where defining your terms is essential. He's coming from his perspective, and a lot of people are coming from a whole different perspective, and they're not following their starting with the whole thing, defining their terms. We'll be right back. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452, 617-297-7452.
And we're back, and we're talking about the response to the dubia. One of the things that's really important to look at, and it is, again, the dubia and the response. And I talked to you a couple weeks ago about Father Cardinal Raymond Burke, and I explained that he is a canon lawyer. And therefore, he's very strong on this, he wants to see canon law followed. But what the Pope has come out and made it very clear is canon law cannot address every situation. It's just not possible. Just as like civil law can't address every situation. So canon law can't address every situation. And therefore, there is a pastoral response that needs to be made. And strangely enough, in canon law, there is such a thing. It's called epikaia, and it's an understanding of how to address those issues that aren't in canon law. And basically, the epikaia basically says to deal with things in charity. I explain it's the opposite of what we used to deal with in the military, which was called the general article. And the general article, you know, belongs in a comedy show. But the general article is, if something is not illegal and you think it should be, it's illegal now. That's not the wording, but that's basically what it says. Well, in the epikaia, it is, if something is not illegal, take the most charitable response to the situation of how to address it. But as the Pope explains, you cannot possibly use canon law to address every situation. And basically coming down and saying people are people and reality is reality, and so you have to address it that way. The Pope is coming from a pastoral perspective, but is fully aware of canon law. And Cardinal Burke is coming from a canon law perspective and is fully aware of the pastoral. And this is where there is, in a sense, even though this isn't the right word, a bit of a clash. And, you know, Cardinal Burke is asking about, well, yes, but this is what canon law says. And the Pope says, yes, but we're called to respond pastorally, and some issues are not addressed in canon law. So we go back to that question of same-sex unions. Remember, it's not described as marriage. And the term, this is something that, you know, I would, even if Cardinal Burke were listening, which I'm sure he's not, but if Cardinal, and I'm not saying anything about the program or him or anything, I just, you know, he's not in the Boston area, I'm sure he's not. But I think Cardinal Burke, if I were speaking to him or to any of the other cardinals, I would say, define your terms. And this is one of the important things to realize. Now, in a sense, he's saying that Cardinal Burke is saying we cannot extend the definition of marriage. And the Pope is saying, you're right, and we can't. But how do we deal in charity with those situations where you have people who deeply want to be followers of Christ and maybe have either same-sex attraction and seek to live within the context of what Christ calls people to do in all of that. And that's basically a general idea of where the Pope is coming from. So it's not this strict legal definition, which he acknowledges is there, and we can't touch that. But what do we do about the other situations? And this is part of the whole response to the dubia, which is so powerful, is this is how we look at these realities within the context of our current world and addressing the new realities that are there. And this is a very powerful understanding. So these kind of things will be discussed during the week. And we have two more days. We're going to discuss two more of the issues from the dubia. But these are the kind of things that are being discussed and they're being understood in this way. And these are powerful things. As I told my parishioners when the response to the dubia came out, as I told you, there'd be some fireworks. And there you go. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. And we'll see you at 3 o'clock on WROL. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.